How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Mama's in Control, episode 340. Leadership and Motherhood. Hey ladies, it's another day, another podcast. Okay, today I'm really excited to talk to you about this book I'm reading called The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Sharma. S-H-A-R-M-A. He has sold 15 million books worldwide. You might know him as the monk who sold his Ferrari or the leader who had no title. This book inspired me to do this podcast today for many reasons, but it sparked something inside of me that brought me back to my roots of why I started why I started Mama's in Control in the first place. You know, over the years as I've been talking to more and more and more women, realizing, of course, everybody's at different levels in their life, right? Everyone's at different places. Some people, have started the personal development journey. Some people are, you know, still trying to figure out how to get on that train. And other people have gotten to a level of, you know, mastering certain things in their life and then wanting to take it to the next level and creating this momentum and saying, oh my gosh, this or something better. And this is the beauty of social media. If I was unable to tell my story by simply talking to myself and putting it on a podcast, you would never know. And think about how many other people who do this that inspire you. People who, I mean, books have been around forever, but think about podcasts and audiobooks and blogs and Facebook and Instagram and just social media connection in a positive way, right? Where people share their messages. I understand there's always negative downsides to everything, but I'm focusing on the positives for this show today anyways. I would not be where I am today without mentorship. It was one thing to read something in a book that inspired me, right? That was just in alignment with a value that I had. But it was another thing to find mentors and coaches and people leading their lives to help me lead my life the way that I wanted to lead. And when you decide to live a different life, when you decide to let go of the expectations that are put on you by society and by your family and maybe by your friends, when you decide to let go those parts of yourself, what you're choosing to let go of are part of your identity. Things that you have walked, you know, through the world with for sometimes decades, right? Coming into this world and maybe you were born into poverty and that's all you knew growing up. And or culture, race, like all of these things. It's like, this is who you've become. And as you grow up, you know, there might be a part of you that says, not this. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to do that. And we look at other people that maybe didn't grow up in the same circles that we did, or, you know, maybe have achieved some level of success and we're inspired by them. And we think, how did you do that? How did you get there? And if you're open enough to receiving, you ask and you're intrigued rather than judging. A lot of people ask me, Heather, how do you manifest things? Manifesting seems like such a foreign concept. But this is where the philosophy comes in of being open, right? Open mindset, versus fixed mindset. And the reason why I chuckled there for a minute is because I'm going to tell you a funny story of what happened with a book. But you have to realize leadership is about who you are. This isn't about being on top of anything. Like, that's the old gross paradigm. Like, that was created by yucky, dead energy, gross, power, right? If you have been hiding under a rock, if you're hiding under a rock, you probably won't be listening to me. But if you haven't been hiding under a rock, you've noticed that we've had this huge cultural shift and awakening of calling people out on their toxic power and control. One of my favorite authors, Brené Brown, talks about, you know, leadership in her last book, Dare to Lead. And she talks about daring leadership, where when you're in a position and you're leading people, you will make mistakes. You are imperfect. And you just got to be open for feedback. You have to be open to have those uncomfortable conversations with people. You have to say, like, what's going on here? Like, there's something up. And you have to realize that you are not God. As in, like, you are not the ruler of the world. Like, you are important, but like, you are equally as important as everybody else. And you might hold a different stature or title. But everybody else like deserves just as much respect as you do. They deserve just as much freedom and love and everything that you desire, they desire too. Sometimes people, you know, take this power and it goes to their head and they become control freaks in a weird, gross, authoritarian stance. And I believe that, you know, parenting is a form of leadership. And traditionally in the parenting world, it has been a us versus them mentality. I am better than you. I am holier than you. My voice matters. Your voice does not matter. And we have not seen our children on a level playing field. What does that mean? We have not respected our children the way that we expect them to respect us. We have not listened to our children the way that we want to be listened to. And because this has happened, you see how people have displaced power and what their perspective is on leadership. Ooh, when I become a parent, oh, I'm going to get him. Oh, he's so punished when he gets home. Or, oh, she's going to hate me when I take this away. We don't need to be evil. We are all people. Leadership is about relationship. So when we shift the paradigm into respecting other humans just as much as we would expect, you know, respect from them, we see other people differently. That my child might be having a tantrum, whether they're 2 or 12 or 22, they are worthy and deserving of that tantrum, but their behavior is telling me something, like something's up. What's going on? Maybe they're constipated and they got really bad gas. Maybe something awful happened at school and they just feel really uncomfortable to talk about it. So they're having a tantrum. You're the leader. It is your job to guide these children through their lifetime, not to punish them and to enforce fear in them, because then they won't respect you. They'll lose all respect and there'll be a huge disconnect in the relationship. So I'm going to tell you this story briefly, and then I'm going to get into a quote inside the 5 a.m. club that really inspired me. The reason why I giggled earlier was because one of Robin Sharma's books, The Leader Who Had No Title, was a profound game changer for me, and I have no idea why. I really enjoy his writing because, to be honest, I even thought this 5 a.m. club, I'm like, oh God, it's another how-to book on like starting a morning routine. I'm like, I've read so many of those damn books. Like, we all know we need it. How is this going to be different? But what I like about him is he explains concepts in fables. So he's never a main character in the book. It's like fiction. He's always creating these fables and these scenarios and showing you the teachable through their story. And it's really, really cool. Because when you are a personal development junkie like me, like every how-to book out there, it just becomes too much. So when you can read a fiction story on a teachable, it's really, really enjoyable. So that's why I like the 5 a.m. Club. So that's why I also enjoyed The Leader Who Had No Title, because it was a fable about just this everyday person who had a philosophy on how to lead without a title, right? Like this guy, I think, worked in a bookstore. He was an employee. I think there was multiple people in that story, but they were just everyday people. Like nobody would even know that they existed. They would never be published in, you know, a local newspaper or anything like that. But if you met these people one-on-one, you're like, there's something special about them. And it's because they were leaders. They took their lives. They wanted to make an impact. They wanted to give back. And they did that, you know, like I was saying, one guy came into the bookstore and he was like, just very warm and welcoming and, you know, hey, what are you looking for today? It was just his philosophy. So the whole book was based on these philosophies of leading without a title, that anyone can lead. And that's why I'm so passionate about leadership and motherhood or leadership and parenting, because I think we have a bigger responsibility than we give ourselves credit for when it comes to leading. So here's the funny story. So that book, like I said, was a game changer for me. 2 years ago, and we still have her to this day, but we had this bus driver and for our boys, and she was dropping off the kids one day and nobody knew her. And I'm just like, there's something up with this lady. And she was very bitter. And so every day, like the first day of school, she drove past us. And I was like, okay, like, is this going to be a sign of like how our school year is going to go? And she's like, well, you were on the wrong side of the road, and just a bitter human. So being me, I'm like, okay, Heather, let's try to be nice to her. Like, you know, hurt people. There's something going on. Well, later I find out that this woman has been working in the bus industry for 30 years, literally needs to retire, hates her life, hates her job. And of course, she's going to take it out on the kids. But as a mother, if you've ever had this experience, you know, like, you fuck with my kids, you fuck with me, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, they're not changing our bus driver on our route. You know, we complained. It was like, what are we going to do? Drive our kids to school now? And, you know, so me and the neighbors and everyone were calling the bus industry. We almost got lawyers involved because this woman was just, I thought, verbally abusing our children and kids coming off the bus crying. Like, it was awful. So one day I write her a letter and let her know, dear bus driver, obviously I'm not going to say her name. Thank you so much. Your job is underrated. You drop off our precious cargo to school every single day. You know, we're literally giving you our like most sacred gift, and we're trusting you to like do your job correctly type deal. So I write this letter, beautiful letter, and I said, but I really invite you to see why you're so angry. So here I go, right? I've noticed blah, 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 and I'm going on and on and on. So it's like a really nice letter. I use the sandwich strategy, which is like compliment, feedback, compliment. And I put it in a paper bag with the book, The Leader Who Had No Title. And on it, I wrote thank you with a big smiley face, and my kid delivered it to her in the morning, and I was standing there and she goes, what's this for? Like with a negative attitude, what's this for? And she goes, it's not my birthday. It's not a holiday. And I said, just a little gift for you to show you how much we appreciate you. And I smiled and I seen this big smile on her face. So later I found out that she ripped open the bag while she was driving the kids down the street and was reading the letter while she was driving and swerving. And I get a call from the school around probably 4 hours later saying, Miss Chauvin, we have your book and letter here that you gave to Miss yada yada. And I said, okay. So I went to the school and I said, what's up? And they're like, we really appreciate your approach. And we've had so many complaints about this woman, but I don't think you're going to get through to her. And I was like baffled. And my son was like, Mom, you were so freaking embarrassing. You know, like you're trying to kill him with kindness. And I'm like, well, what's the point of yelling, right? What's the point of me walking in there screaming and yelling? I'm like, let's just try this first. So I didn't get through to her. She did not understand. We continued to have issues with her. The school industry continued to have issues with her. It was actually really sad because she's still driving bus to this day. But I did my best. The moral of that story is not everybody is going to want help. Not everybody is willing to see that they are leading their life. Not everybody is willing to take responsibility for their energy. Not everyone is willing to take responsibility for their words. Not everyone is willing to take responsibility for their actions or inactions. And this woman who is in, and I know that I am not alone when it comes to having issues with bus drivers and teachers and people who are taking care of our children. But the one thing that I do have control over is what happens at home, how I'm leading at home, and what I'm trying to teach my boys about life, because I'm not going to be able to protect them from these people all the time. And even if, you know, I do take over and we protect, you know, because their health and safety is a huge concern, there are going to be people out there that are just assholes. And we won't be able to kick them out of a system. So I told them, like, why do you think she's so angry? And we talked about leading. We talked about taking responsibility for your life. We talked about taking responsibility for your actions. We talked about natural consequences. So the moral of that story is leadership and mothering. You matter. You have to take responsibility first before you can expect anyone else to. This was a really hard lesson for me, and I know that this is still an uncomfortable lesson for a lot of people. Your ego wants to blame and shame others for their behavior and how they show up in the world. But when you project it back on you, right? I even see this in my kids. Why did you kick your brother? Because he kicked me. Okay. Well, is kicking appropriate? Well, no, but he did it first. We all know these types of people. Lead your life. So the 5 a.m. Club, when I was following Robin before he published this book, he talked about it a lot. It took him 4 hours to write this book, but he talks a lot about the 5 a.m. Club. And I advocate for morning routine all the time with my clients. And I get a lot of feedback and a lot of pushback from people. You know, day one, okay, I did it. Day two, oh, I failed. But what are you doing to lead your life? It's not going to be perfect. And, you know, if you want to master a 5 a.m. routine, it might take you years to implement. But why don't you start at 7 and then start at 6:59 and then start at 6:58 and then start at like 6:45. We're so all or nothing, but the important part is awareness and learning. If you are 1 degree better today than you were yesterday, that's where the magic happens. So on page 4 of the 5 a.m. Club, I probably could have highlighted this whole book, and I'm just starting it, but it's freaking awesome. I'm going to read you a few things. Life's too short to play small with your talents. You were born into the opportunity as well as the responsibility to become legendary. You've been built to achieve masterwork level projects designed to realize unusually important pursuits, and constructed to be force for good on this tiny planet. You have it in you to reclaim your amazing life over primal greatness in a civilization that has become fairly uncivilized. Limitation is nothing more than a mentality that too many good people practiced daily until they believe it's reality. I'm going to read that again. Limitation is nothing more than a mentality that too many good people practice daily until they believe it's reality. You need to remember that your excuses are seducers, your fears are liars, and your doubts are thieves. And one of my favorite quotes on page 6. I need to tell you that too many among us die at 30 and are buried at 80. Ouch. So I don't hear a lot of people talking about leadership and parenting. I know Brené Brown talks a little bit about it. I hear a lot of conscious parenting, but I don't hear a lot of leadership in parenting. You have to realize that legacy comes from you. Who do you want your children to become? What are you pushing them to become? Think about all the things you nag them about on a daily basis. Just think about it daily. Take your supplements, eat your food, work harder, focus more, push, 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 do more, do more, do more. What are you projecting onto them? Who are you pushing them to become? Is it the unsolved wounds within you? Or are you willing to turn that mirror back on yourself and heal yourself and your wounds so that you can become who you were born to be and they can become who they were born to be? And it can all start at 5 a.m., meaning set intention for your day. Doesn't literally need to be at 5 a.m. Set intention for your day. Have a plan. Create goals and strategies and execute. And make shit happen. Okay, ladies. Mastery. We are now taking applications. Mastery is an 8-month coaching experience. We have group experience. You get coaching from me. We have guest teachers. It is for individuals, women who want to lead their best life possible and up level, whether that is up leveling your money, your financial abundance, your time, your energy, your health, relationships in parenting, your business, your impact. Head on over to momisincontrol.com. I want to know, what are you working on? Who do you want to become? And if you submit your application by January 31st at midnight Eastern Standard Time, you will qualify for our one-day mastery event that's happening February 22nd. That's in Windsor, Ontario. And yes, that's a $1,000 bonus. So head on over to momisincontrol.com. Fill out that application, and let's make magic happen, ladies. Talk soon. Thank you.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you and I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable Journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.